Parksy.com.
I'm done.
Is it morning there? Did you just wake up?
Yes, it is morning, which is fine. So it's good for me. I like doing stuff in the morning because then I've got the whole day to do other stuff, so.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
So how you been keeping?
Pretty good. Busy.
So what have you been working on recently?
There's a lot of stuff coming out right now. So I have a film at Cannes this week, which is really exciting. The awards go out on the 24th.
Cool.
So that's for you. Yeah, it's the only U.S. film and Cannes Critic Week. So we're trying to get something, support the country there. All About Lizzie is filming season 2, and we're set to start June 12th. So in pre-production for that. And I had this awesome thing I got to do about a week ago. I got to go to the Walt Disney Concert Hall, and there's an opera that just started there called The Marriage of Figaro, and I got to do light walking for it. So I actually got to see everything backstage and meet all the cast and director on opening night.
That's so awesome. That
was
cool.
Yeah.
So how did you feel having the short film on Cannes Film Festival?
That was just really unexpected. I don't think anybody ever expects their film to go to Cannes. For Critic Week, it's actually only directors if it's their first or second film. So David Lasseter is the writer-director of that film and of The Opportunist, and it was his second film, so luckily it made it in.
That's good. So what do you hope that will do for you?
That's really just like a great international opportunity to meet everybody, and it connects you with a lot of people overseas that you wouldn't otherwise have the chance to work with. It's a huge honor that it's just very international, and it's also this great set of very innovative filmmakers. Cannes has a reputation for only expecting something that's, you know, really unexpected, and that's all they accept for their festival, and you have to be new and creative and something they've never seen before. So it's a great network of people to open up a door to work with.
That's good. So how do jobs come your way normally?
Normally for referrals. It's just through networking. If I attend an event, a premiere of a film that I've done, and someone likes your work, then they approach you about being in their film as well. I get a lot of contact through my site, a lot of producers contact me that way, and let me know about projects that are coming up and send me a script, and then we talk about which character I might like.
That's cool. I've been looking at your CV, and you've done some stuff such as Zombie Preppers. How did that come about?
That was actually really last minute. Zombie Preppers was very last minute for Discovery Channel, and a friend of mine was just working on it, and they had to fill some roles really quickly, and they needed people who had a lot of stunt experience, and it was very unorganized, the whole thing. We showed up, and they said, you'll just do these few lines, we just need this character, and you know, it's a really cool show. It's like Discovery Kids, so it's high energy. And then they showed up with a bunch of firearms that I was stunt driving, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. So that was just a go with the flow type thing.
Cool. So like, I noticed you did this thing where you're in this video where it's like you're trapped in some frozen room or.
Yeah, that was for Nick Andrews. He does high res designs, and they use all of his stuff for like theme parks for horror weekends and things like that. So it's like for haunted houses and things. And, you know, they have them at Six Flags and, you know, like Universal Studios around here. And we went, and it was 10 hours of makeup to get to that frozen state. And you end up in this like weird frozen locker thing. You basically just get to scare people going through. So it's pretty exciting.
So was that a fun job to do, or?
Yeah, that was really fun. It was a really long day because there were so many stages of makeup, but then they were also shooting some other people there doing other projects. So, you know, there was a girl with like a white mask and a dead baby thing going on. And then there was this guy with like shaved head and this leather mask and an axe. So it was cool because it sounds all very scary, but everyone was really sweet, and it was cool to get to see their little interpretations of things. We were actually able to watch as they were filming, so that's really rare and a pleasure to watch.
So do you have any more plans to do any theater at the moment, or are you just sticking to the film and TV?
I wish I had more plans to do theater right now. I have so many film projects with a lot of shorts, and then a TV series makes it pretty impossible. TV series are long commitments, just like theater are, so you can't really do them both at the same time unless your
Gotcha.
show's on. Hopefully when that wraps up, I'll be able to do some in the fall.
Cool. So, what short film? Other short films have you got coming up?
Oh gosh. Well, one, The Opportunist is like the latest one to be released. So that's going to go through its official release at the end of the month after it's done at Cannes. Then there's another one called The Luchador, which we're getting ready to film in June. And it's a relationship comedy with a little bit of a surprise ending. So it's
Cool.
pretty hysterical. Yeah, I think that's my favorite one coming up. And then Anastasia is the other one that I'll be doing. And I get to play Anastasia, which is really nice because she's a bit of a different character for me.
Cool. So, have you got any more feature films coming up, or are you?
Feature films are all put off until August, so I can finish up my other things first. So I won't be shooting another feature till August. It's a good break to not have such a long commitment. So we'll see how it goes.
So you haven't got any in the pipeline then, or are you just waiting until you've done all your short films before they come out, until they get finished?
Yeah, I'm just getting all the shorts clipped and out of the way.
So how often do you get modeling jobs coming your way, or?
I get a lot of modeling jobs. I do. If I have an off day, I model. So there's a lot of promotional modeling work. There are certain companies I work for, mainly at events are what I enjoy the most. So I got to do the Toyota Grand Prix not too long ago because I was modeling for Toyota, and then I modeled for City just this past week at the Rolling Stones concert. So that was pretty exciting. You get to go backstage and meet the band and all their friends and family and host a little VIP lounge. So you get some exciting opportunities with the event modeling, which that I really like.
Did you get to watch the Rolling Stones play, or?
Yes, we do. I didn't stay for the whole show because we have to work, but yeah, you get to pop your head in and watch a couple sets. It's pretty
Cool.
fun.
So how do you keep yourself looking so good always?
I never do. No, I'm so frantic all the time. I think, people who keep you make you look good, they're paid well to do it. So that's the makeup artist and the hairstylist job. When I have time off, I like to go outside. I think it's important to get your vitamin D. You need that fun time. And just do things you like. I like hiking, so just anything outdoors, going for walks.
I'm gonna ask this question because it's relative to what you're doing, but you've, like a couple of your movies, you've. So, how do you feel about nudity in movies? Is that a big thing for you, or?
Nudity in movies doesn't bother me as long as it's not gratuitous. That's really the only issue I have with it. And I feel like most people feel the same way. Nudity for the sake of nudity bothers me. I won't do it. So if there's any way to tell the story and have the same effect without it, whether it's supposed to be like a sexual thing or more of an exposure thing, whatever the effect is supposed to be, if it needs to be there, then it does. And I don't have any problem with it. As long as, I mean, I do request sets to be closed. I don't want like 200 people walking around while we're doing that, but other than that, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
So you're obviously comfortable with doing it then.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not a big deal at all. I just don't want to do it. Sometimes you show up and they're like, oh, we could throw this in here, and I'm like, no, that's really unnecessary. I don't think we need to do that. But if it's written into the story and it's there for a reason, then it's part of what you're trying to tell. And a lot of films have it. And if it helps get the point across, then I'm all for
Because there are a lot of films in the like 70s and 80s that would have tits and ass in there to help. Because that's what we'd set the main selling point is being tits and ass, and that's how they sell the
it.
movies. And well, the exploitation films, you would not have a movie without tits and ass scene, so.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Well, and the crackdown on that rating-wise, I think, is what a lot of the issue was too, is you kind of have to make sure it's kept down to a minimum now. But yeah, there was a time, I mean, that is a selling point, I guess, in any movie is like, the sex appeal of it. But there is a point where that feels like it's all you're watching, and then I don't think the movie is good anymore. So as long as it keeps that point clear, I think it's fine.
Yeah. So what have you got? What are you working on next, apart from the other stuff you just told me?
Gosh, I'm All About Lizzie is going to be a huge commitment, so that's really going to be the main thing. And I do have a lot of modeling events coming up. I've mainly events, not so many shoots, which is a nice change. Get out of the studio a little bit. And I'll be shooting the next set of Knockout Facts videos. So I think you've seen a couple of them. They're just these cute little short web videos of fun facts,
That's
and
cool.
we have to submit them and do a little segment about them. So we shoot like 30 of those in a day.
Oh,
So
wow.
it's okay. So yeah, we'll be doing that a couple more days this summer.
That's cool. So you keep them busy, which is good. So what have you seen recently that you've really enjoyed?
I've actually been to the theater a lot lately, to the movie theater. I just saw Great Gatsby and Star Trek II were the two that I saw this week. Star Trek II was fun. I love Zoe Saldana. She was awesome, and she was in it so much more. I'm really excited. And Gatsby was amazing. I'm a huge Lerman fan. I'm a huge fan of his series. And I love the story of Gatsby, and it was just so extravagant and perfectly told that way. So it was very enjoyable.
So obviously a lot of it's had some interesting reviews. Some people like it, some people don't. But you're in the camp that obviously likes it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just because I appreciate it for what it's trying to do with the novel. That's the whole point of the novel, is it being very dramatic and over the top and extravagant, that post-war era. And I think it did a really good job of. There's no person better to do an extravagant, over the top, showy feature than Baz Luhrmann. So, and I love the music in it, how he juxtaposed that time period with the modern music. Not the first time he's done that, and I love it.
So what would we find you listening to at the moment?
Oh, so much stuff. I'm really loving the new politics stuff. New politics, new stuff is really good. And Ed Sheeran, he has like this amazing song called Give Me Love, which is getting popular here. You don't hear it on the radio yet, but it's amazing. And also, I don't know if you heard the story. There's this kid, Nick. He was suffering. He actually just passed away this past weekend from cancer, but his dream was to be a musician. He found he had like 6 months to live, and he traveled the world playing all his amazing music, and he has this great song called Clouds. And I knew his last name, but his name's Nick, and sure, if you type in Clouds, you'll be able to hear it. But it's
Cool.
an awesome song. So it was cool to hear, his kind of dying wish. He had some great musical talent. So
That's cool. So it sounds like you've got a lot on, you're keeping busy, which is good, so.
like you're busy too. I always admire your collection in the back there. That's pretty
Yeah.
amazing.
Well, my mum doesn't like it, but I'm gonna have to I'm
Aw.
culling it at some stage. There's a lot on the floor that you don't see, so I always keep buying
Wow.
more and more. So, because the funniest thing,
Yeah, that's
because the funniest
gonna
thing
go
is,
so much
the funniest thing
time.
I'm always finding about new music or old music that I've never heard of, and I'm always on eBay. I'm like, shit, this sounds good, and I'm like, got the money, yeah, I'll just go out and buy it. And it's just like, because YouTube's great. You always find all this cool music on there you've never heard of, and you go out and buy it, and all a friend tells you about this cool band like you have, and you go out and buy it, and.
Yeah, in the same way, I go through phases with like genres of music. Like last night, all I wanted to do was listen to Motown, and that's what I did. It's like one day I'll just want to listen to hip hop. It's the weirdest thing, so.
That's cool. I've been listening to a lot of blues lately. It's really amazing. If you can find, you'll find this amazing blues guitarist who's no longer around called Jeff Healey. He plays his guitar in his lap, and he's a
Nice.
blind guitarist, but he just is incredible. He was in the. Have you seen the movie Roadhouse? He was in that. So.
Awesome. I'm gonna have to check that out. You have the best music recommendations.
Hey, thanks. So let me just check my. I may have asked this question already. Just check my list. So what does 2013 mean for you?
Gosh. It's so hard for me to look ahead because I feel like I'm so busy at the time. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and keep trying new things. I'm really just looking to branch out. And lately I've been getting these really great offers to do different kinds of roles. And I think that's going to be more of my ambition going forward, is just, maybe not play so much the good girl and maybe get to have a little fun with villains and things of that nature. So we'll see which limits we can push and keep things interesting.
That's cool. So yeah, you're still doing your well. When we last chatted recently, you're doing like you were meant to be doing a cover for an album or for a band or an artist. Is that still happening?
Yes, for Long Black Shadows. Yes, I just got some of the proof about a week ago, and they're still putting it together. It's going to be a collage. We basically took all these Polaroids, kind of the closest thing you can compare it to is like American Apparel ads, like a bunch of kind of section pictures like that, just kind of all random and like repeated, and it's going to be a collage for their album cover. So
cool.
It'll be, yeah.
That's something different for you. Have you ever been on an album cover before or not?
No, I've never been on an album cover. Magazine cover, yes. Album cover, no. So it's very exciting, and I guess it gives me a chance to see a little bit more into the music industry, which is always exciting because it amazes me. So very artistic, and there's some cool people to work with.
Cool. So you got the Lizzie show coming up, so that's going to take a lot of your time, and then you got the short films, and then hopefully you'll do some more for more film work in the future, and I'm glad you're doing so well and keeping busy. And
yeah, thanks for always being supportive. I appreciate it.
Cool. So that's pretty much all the time I have for you today. That's all my
thank you. You too.
Arxie.com.